Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschur dictating an endoscopy report on Amaya Martin, date of birth 11-2-2001, date of procedure May 9, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschur, do you have referring physicians, Dr. Miriam Carnamola? Procedure performed is colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, comma, hemoclip deployment times one, comma, tattoo placement. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, description of procedure, informed symptoms of pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, procreation, drug reactions, as a possibility of assimilation, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy, so he placed in left lateral position, such as brain anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period. A visual rectal exam was normal, well lubricated, and surgical classical procedures since the rectum and advanced to recursion subsequent, which was identified by the presence of the penicillin or basilisical valve and confluence of folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the sequent basilisical valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transcolon, splenic fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum chain of the rectum. Period. Boston Black Prep score is graded as a 7-2-2-3. Period. Patient tolerated the procedure well, without any complications, period. Findings. At approximately 35 centimeters from the anal verge, in the sigmoid colon, there was evidence of a lobulated irregularity to the mucosa, lobulated polyp, comma. It was approximately 2 centimeters in size, comma. That is post piecemeal resection. With hemoclip deployment over the defect, as well as tattoo placement at the opposite wall. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat flexible sigmoidoscopy in 3 to 6 months for reevaluation of the site. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.